Well, let's talk a little bit about the plan here. What does this mean to you to be able to come here and see all these people so willing and able to go out and have a memorable time?
Well, I'm honored. It gives me great pride, and on behalf of Jeff and Sharon Becker, who can't be here tonight, I know it would give them great pride to look across the room and see so many familiar faces of our classmates, parents, of friends and neighbors, people our parents worked with, golfed with, fished with. It's so fulfilling to see so many happy faces, knowing what they're going to experience tomorrow.
It may have been told before, but can you tell the story of how you guys came up with this idea?
The Freedom Flight in Story County, where we live in Ames, was raising money for its second flight, and they came to Jeff and I, and we made a nice donation, and he and I were at lunch a few days later, and we said, hey, wait a minute, Atlantic's not had one of these, and we're giving money to one in Story County, and the people in Atlantic that we delivered papers to or, you know, were neighbors with, these people meant a lot to us, and so we talked about helping to put one together, and Jeff just said, oh, let's save them the work. Let's just pay for one, and then they can spend all their time and effort organizing the thing. And so that's what we did.
Well, I was going to say, save them the work. Well, there was more work to be done, though, too. There was a lot of effort put into this. Is this turned out to be kind of bigger and more involved than you imagined?
Well, I assumed that, you know, serving a lot of people would be a big event, and so I thought that would be a lot of work. But, you know, seeing some of these veterans that have family that came here tonight, some from a great distance, to help get them ready, to make sure they get on the bus right and to get them all psyched up. We've had calls from classmates, from people we know who are just so excited for their parent to get a go on this trip. And so it's just exceeded any expectation that I had for the success of this event.
The number of groups, organizations, classes, people that stepped up that all wanted to participate in some way is a pretty neat deal.
It is. I mean, I see so many familiar faces here, whether it be a classmate, somebody that, you know, is close to my age, or LaVon Eblen at the door, who's at every activity doing something, it seems, and just so exciting and fulfilling. I knew Atlantic would come together for this, and certainly has proven it to be the case. And I can't even see outside. I know there's a lot of motorcyclists out there and flag bearers and people along the parade route. I'm so proud of our hometown, and a good reason to be proud.
Yeah, so many people want to do that. So many of the honor flights that have been done from large metropolitan areas, they have the resources to do a lot of those things. Relatively rare to have one coming out of a small rural Iowa community. That's pretty special.
It is special, but Atlantic special. You know, Jeff and I grew up with two really good sets of parents, Ted and Dorothy Becker and Ray and Joanne Underwood. We had good, solid families. We had a good support network in this great community. And I think that just speaks volumes to why we wanted to give back to our community, because they gave to us as we grew up. I mean, I've seen school teachers here tonight that we had, and I've seen people we worked with, Chet Holland. I baled hay with Chet Holland. And to see him sitting over here knowing he's going, neighbors like, you know, Mike Waters. I could go on and on about just the great people here, and we're giving back. So I know a lot of people want to say thank you to Roger Underwood and Jeff Becker and our families. No, we came here tonight to say thank you to Atlantic, and that's really why we did this. So thank you, Atlantic. Thank you, everybody that had something to do with this.
Do you want to say something real quick about the volunteers, the committee members who stepped up to help organize all this?
Steve Livengood, people in Atlantic, I hope you really appreciate how much work Steve Livengood put into this. I got emails in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day when he should have been working on somebody's house doing some project. I got emails, I got phone calls, text messages. This guy poured his heart and soul into this, Atlantic, and I hope you really thank him for what he did. It was an honor meeting his parents here tonight, and I guess he's got a couple uncles that are going to be on this flight, and they all deserve to celebrate what a great event this was.